It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. Senator Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And Aiden Starr, right after the break from Vivid Radio. We'll be talking to her for a couple of minutes. And after that, more here in the world of sports. So we'll have a good time with all of it. And if you're sitting there and you're listening, well, guess what? It each and every day, we only get you for a brief period of time. You know? And with that being said, we got to make it interesting. Have fun. We got to make it easy for you to find us. Well, if you're sitting at your desk already and you're getting ready to go to work, you know, boss isn't in yet. Maybe he is in. Just keep the volume down. That's all right. We'll plug your headphones in. Because you can do that too on computers, even PCs. And click on our Listen Live button, sportsbylineusa.com. And there we are. That's pretty cool. And, you know, if you're on your device, your iPhone, your Apple Watch, Android, iPoppy, doesn't matter what it is, /talk, and you go live. Or you can go to the archive stuff, because like I said, we're always doing good interviews. We got one following right after this brief timeout, but, you know, it's all there for you. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Just download the app. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. And if you're able to do that, that means, hey, you're computer literate. So that's a good thing. And if you're on your tablet, you know, your laptop, maybe you're sitting in the library, whatever, you know, you do have to plug in. Make sure nobody's getting drowned out by my dulcet tones. But, you know, that's an homage to Joe. And, you know, away you go. Now, listen, for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these kids are deployed all over the world. Sometimes the only access to home is letters, the occasional cell phone call, and me here on the radio or one of the other hosts. With that being said, we're very proud and happy to be a part of it. So if you see somebody in uni on the street, go up to them, thank them, and be on your way. All right? All right. We're on our way to a commercial. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. It is my pleasure to welcome aboard Aiden Starr. Aiden, who works for Vivid and has a terrific show on there, joins us on the Attack. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This has become a fun and comfortable spot for me in that I'm talking to you, and I've talked to Annie Cruz, who is incredibly nice to me, and Christy Canyon, who wants to have dinner with me the next time I'm in Los Angeles.
Yeah, those are awesome ladies. I love them.
Yeah, no question about it. It's got to be unique having a platform like Vivid to be able to basically talk about anything you want to.
I really enjoy it. I love the people at Vivid. I've had my show with them on 415 on SiriusXM for several years. And I can't complain. We go to conventions all over the country. I get to interview hot girls and have crazy nasty phone sex online. It's awesome.
Well, we're on terrestrial in some places, so we got to keep it PG. But yeah,
got it. Does sound I didn't know that.
No. It's perfectly okay. You didn't drop anything. It sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, you know, look, it's sex is great. Everybody loves it. Well, most people love it. Have you found that it's enhanced your career? You talked about the conventions and the various different things that you're able to do. I guess in today's media, being able to expand and increase your brand has got to go a long way.
Especially being able to work for a brand like Vivid. Vivid's been in the adult entertainment business for such a long time. They're one of the original large brands. So that really has helped me an awful lot.
And do you find that working for them, that the quality of the product really surpasses some other things that you've been involved in?
Absolutely. They really are very concerned about the quality of their product. They're very concerned about the satisfaction of their fan base. And it's nice to work with people that have that kind of interest in quality control and what they do in the adult business.
Talk about some of the differences between, Vivid and some of the other outfits that you've worked for.
Well, first of all, you can see the Vivid building from the 101 highway. So it's larger, for sure, than some of the other companies I worked for. And with that kind of large edifice, they have the funding to do larger projects, more expansive projects. For instance, with Vivid Radio, we don't just broadcast from the building in Los Angeles. Like I said, we go to conventions all over the country. I've been able to meet adult performers who live in the Midwest that I wouldn't have gotten the chance to meet, if I were working for a smaller company who just didn't have that kind of media outreach. So that's definitely a big difference.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, I would imagine for you, somebody who is educated, you went to NYU, and gorgeous, it's got to be a nice combination to be able to work that way, because they're respecting not only your talents, but your intellect as well.
Yeah, it's a very forward-thinking adult company, in my opinion.
Yeah. Talk about the conventions themselves. I would imagine you get some interesting characters at the conventions.
Oh, the conventions are awesome. So we do the Adult Entertainment Expo, which is paired with the ABN show, and then we do all of the Exotica conventions. And when we do those, we are at a booth for a webcam company called Chatterbait. So inside of our booth are a bunch of people who are live broadcasting onto adult entertainment webcams. And it's so interesting, the kind of like niche and fetish performers that are available on Chatterbait. My favorite is a girl whose handle is Sleazeburger, and she dresses up like a cheeseburger person, and her show is her, like, pouring condiments on herself. It's incredible. It's artistic. It's entertaining. And it's just, it's so much fun. She's got so much personality to her.
Well, there are football fans who are renowned for dressing up and doing, shall we say, questionable behavior in the stands. So she would fit right in.
She would fit right in. Yeah, I love those kind of people.
Aiden Starr here with us on the attack. Aiden, you know, we were talking about Vivid and the quality of the product and everything else. It's also given you an opportunity to expand your horizons a little bit. You're doing some directing, aren't you?
Yes, I direct exclusively for a company called Evil Angel.
Okay, and what does that involve?
How do I describe the kind of pornography I make that would be acceptable, possibly, on a terrestrial radio station? It's really, really naughty pornography.
Okay.
It's exceptionally naughty. But everybody likes it, and everyone's having a good time. I enjoy directing because I get to interact with a lot of different performers in different ways, you know, not just physically, but also, like, motivating them and speaking to them about what their fantasies are. And it's really fun to see people come alive in a comfortable environment. I think people really enjoy being directed by a woman as well. So it's very different for them because there aren't as many female directors currently working in adults in Los Angeles.
Has that been a natural progression for you? Because, I mean, I do my research like anybody else, and your dominatrix aspect of what you do would lead me to believe that you'd be a pretty darn good director, being able to tell people what to do and make sure that they do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I do enjoy telling people what to do, definitely, especially when there's naughty things happening.
Yeah, all right. Well, we like that word, naughty. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, I am a sports talk show. Again, like I said, I keep it real. But the athlete of the month, and I love the fact that you guys are doing this at Vivid, is Tom Brady. Tell me the things you find attractive about Tom Brady.
I don't hate to say it. I love to say it. It's his wife. His wife, Giselle, is gorgeous. I mean, oh, my gosh. She is just beautiful.
Well, she's the Brazil behind Brazilian, isn't she?
Yeah. She's, I'm sure, she's behind a lot of stuff with that body.
No doubt about it. Do you have a particular favorite sport?
I like watching sports in bars because I like the camaraderie and community aspect of it. I'll pretty much hang out at any sports bar as long as there's beers and people are having a good time.
Well, you're originally an East Coast girl. Any preference back here on the East Coast?
I am an East Coast girl. I know who the Giants are, and I know who the Jets are, and I know who the Yankees are and the Mets are. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. It certainly does.
Okay, good.
Well,
good.
Before I let you go, first, tell me about some current projects you're working on, and second, give me your social media information so we can get it out there and spread the word.
Absolutely. So I just directed a showcase movie with a very famous transsexual performer. The woman's name is Aubrey Kate, and the movie is called Aubrey Kate TS Superstar, and that's available through Evil Angel Video right now, online and on DVD. And my social media on Twitter and Instagram is at Aiden Starr.
Well, Aiden, I appreciate the couple minutes. You're welcome back anytime. You were a lot of fun to talk to when I was on your show, and you were a lot of fun to talk to on here, so I really appreciate the couple minutes.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Same to you.
We'll get you back on down the line. Aiden Starr here on The Attack, and as we get ready to step out, you know, like I said, social media is out there. You can check it out. She's on Vivid Radio. Go to their website. You will find it entertaining.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. you'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You're back with the attack. Aiden Starr came on. Hope you had a good time with that. You know, we're on terrestrial radio, too. We got to tread lightly in those kind of circumstances, but we did, and she did a good job of doing that as well. The rest of the sports world jumping up. One of the biggest things, at least in basketball, right now is what happened the other night with the Rockets and the Clippers. And if you're out on the West Coast, you know, it was strange. You know, discipline comes down, but not anybody on the Clippers. It gets ruled that Blake Griffin did not intentionally run into Mike D'Antoni. I think he did. I think he went out of his way to do it. Austin Rivers and Trevor Ariza smoked a peace pipe or some kind of other kind of pipe, and everything is chill between them. And Ariza and Gerald Green got suspended for 2 games apiece. Now, the whole game was chippy. You know, and there was a lot of trash talking, and there was, you know, according to cheap shots, and a lot of expletives and all that kind of good stuff. And Chris Paul evidently led the charge into the locker room through some back channel underground secret LBJ out of the White House, Kennedy out of the White House to meet his mistress's entrance. You know, and okay, but it Kiki Vandeweghe, who, you know, is the dean of discipline, seems to just not, at least in this case, in my opinion, grasp it. I mean, first of all, they don't know how to get into that locker room without Chris Paul. So how does Chris Paul not get any discipline? Okay, you know, right there. I think Blake Griffin's shot running into D'Antoni was intentional. He didn't think it was. We ain't looking at the same film. And they interviewed over 20 people. Players, coaches, security guards, the whole nine yard. And in concocting whatever tales they concocted, and that was it. So, I don't get it, but you know, what the hell? I'm not in charge of discipline. So, yeah. 1-800-878-PLAY. You on the West Coast? You want to chime in about this? Do it to it. At Bob Black 71. Carmelo had some interesting things to say. I was dancing between this and Chris Dunn. Yeah, let me go with Chris Dunn first. If you haven't been paying attention to the Chicago Bulls, now, they lost yesterday 119-112 to the Golden State Warriors at home. But what they're doing right now, and this is interesting, because, again, if you listen to NBA radio or any of the so-called experts or whatever it is, and I love basketball. I truly do. I love the sport. I love the athleticism of it. I love the grace of it. When it's played well, I think it's the most beautiful game to watch. And Chicago, which was supposed to be the worst team in the league next to Atlanta, yeah, well, it turned out that maybe not so fast. Now, they're bad. At least their record is bad. They're 17-28. And, you know, they're still losing games like they lost last night to teams like Golden State, because Golden State has more talent and they're the best team in the league. But they're going to win a lot more basketball games on the back end, barring injury, of course, than they did on the front end. I mean, they dug themselves a huge hole. Huge hole. And they're incorporating a star back into their lineup in Zach LaVine, who was on the cusp of becoming a star when he got hurt last year. And again, they're almost doing a remix now, because their lineup of Markkanen, Lopez, Chris Dunn, Jrue Holiday, and then add either the Bobby Portis or Mirotic in the starting lineup. And now both of them are coming off the bench. I got news for you. This is a damn good basketball team. If LaVine can get back up to where he was in his career. Now, last night he had 2 points. You know, but he was at 13.5 for his career average. And he was progressing. Well, and I'm sorry, he had 5 points last night, not two. Once he feels comfortable again athletically, and he's starting to go back in the direction of playing good basketball like he was before when he was with Minnesota, I'm glad Jimmy Butler's fleshing out that team, and they needed to do it. They had to mix in veterans with the kids. They decided on the two kids in Minnesota that they were going to go forward with. But the people that they gave up, the kids that they gave up, Minnesota did a damn good job in the draft leading up. And they drafted Chris Dunn. And they drafted Zach LaVine. And Chris Dunn is evolving into exactly what they thought he was going to evolve in. A scorer and a passer who can play the point guard and give you good defense. He was a stud at Providence. Well, yesterday, he had an amazing dunk, and he ended up doing a facial on it, and he knocked out his two front teeth. So, he got banged up, and he had to get out of the game, and, in the 30 minutes that he had 16 points and 4 assists. He's going to get better. He's doubled his point average. He's doubled his assist average. And he was always a pretty good rebounder. He's 6'4", 210. He's legit. And, man, I saw the video, and, ugly. And it wasn't dirty. He just came down wrong, and he planted face first. And it was ugly. And he knew it right away. Not this team. It was like, oh, man, I look like a hockey player. But he didn't get a concussion, and he doesn't have to go into protocol. But again, you look at this team. Lauri Markkanen, who I was completely wrong about, has a shot at Rookie of the Year. 15.5 points a game, 7 boards. They already think he might be better than Porzingis. We'll see. LaVine. Lopez is the veteran. Chris Dunn. Justin Holiday. And then they got Portis and Mirotić coming off the bench. Now, they're kind of duplicates. And Portis, who many people were down on, including my ex-partner, I felt with better coaching, he could evolve into a true stud. Well, he's probably not going to be a stud, but he's a damn serviceable NBA player. And he's a legit 6'10". The Jerry and Grants and the Zipsers and the Felicios and the Quincy Poindexters, they're going to go bye-bye after this draft. And they're probably going to keep Robin, because they should. He's 29 years old. He does a lot of good things. He's athletic. And he gives you a true presence in the middle as far as a rim protector. And just let the rest of these guys run free. I mean, people are going to be going after Mirotić because he's finally evolved into what they thought he was going to be. He's 26 years old. The guy's averaging 18 points a game. And the mayor, Fred Hoiberg, is using everybody judiciously. They're all getting around 30 minutes a game. And they're buying in. Again, they ain't going to make the playoffs this year. They've already got 28 losses. But don't be surprised if they only end up 4 or 5 games under 500 by the time it's all said and done. And they're going to get a lottery pick, but it's not going to be a top 3 lottery pick. I promise you that much. And the Bulls will continue to lose to the teams that they should lose to. But look, in the last 5 games, right? They lost to the Rockets. They beat the Knicks. They beat the Pistons. They beat the Heat. And then they lost to the Warriors. They go down to Atlanta to play the Hawks next. Win the game. They've beaten the Pacers this year. The Bucks. They lost to the Raptors pretty handily. Lost to the Trailblazers by 4. Lost to the Wizards by 4. They're in every game. And they're getting better and better. Now, last night, Warriors got the job done. Everybody that needed to play, played. Except Draymond. He's hoiting. Durant had 19, Steph had 30, Klay Thompson had 38, revival of the Splash Brothers. Just enough off the bench. And they won. But, like I said, keep an eye on Chicago. I've been talking about this for a while. They may be screwing up the curve because they really wanted to get a top five pick, and they may end up not getting one. We'll see. Maybe they do. Add a little to the middle, maybe. But it's a nice mix, good young players. And, oh, by the way, they got real value in that deal with Minnesota. So, you know, good job, Chi-Town. They're on the way back. Let's tap out right there. We'll be back ourselves right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Love Daily Fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Dick Dale, Surfer Music, doesn't get any better than that. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number 1-800-878-7529, toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, like I said, Bulls are on their way. They truly are. Heading in the right direction, doing the right things, got the right players in place, and yeah, they're doing it. This one I saved Carmelo Anthony is a polarizing character. Even up here in New York, which, you know, when you look at his run here in New York, never got the Knicks where he wanted to be. You know, ball stopper, the stuff with Phil and all that stuff. He's an interesting cat. He's going to go to the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. And he's now in a position in OKC where he felt it gave him a very good chance to win and perhaps go for a championship. Now, I don't think, honestly, that they're built for a championship. I think maybe they can make a run. We'll see. They certainly had their struggles at the beginning of the season. But they've evolved, and they're in fifth right now, fifth or fourth in the conference. But it's been a struggle. And I liked what he said, in that he said accepting his role has made the game fun again. It was an interesting statement. Now, they beat the Lakers at home yesterday, 114-90, in a game that Lonzo Ball didn't even play. And there was an interesting stat on that, by the way. Lakers are 0-8 when Lonzo's not in the lineup. Kid may not be able to shoot yet, but he's still having an impact on the team. So everybody lighten up, Francis. His father's a douche, but the kid's all right. Now, with that being said, Paul George and Russell Westbrook yesterday didn't have great success. And, you know, and Carmelo, and talking about it after the game, because it was a, you know, profile game, he admitted he didn't want to accept the role that he had as, you know, third option, because he is third option on that team. Russ is first, Paul George is second, and Carmelo is third. Now, it also took a while for Russ to figure things out, in that he was trying to defer early on, and everybody was trying to figure out their roles. And, you know, Paul George wants to be lead dog before he moves on to Los Angeles. And Russ is the lead dog, but he was trying to be a good teammate. And don't kid yourself. The criticisms that these guys get from different media outlets and everything else come into play. You know, Russ is a ball hog. He's a point guard, and he racks up the assists, but he really doesn't make his players better around him. And he was trying to do that early on in the season until he recognized that the only way that this team was going to win was if he was the aggressive offensive player on the court and the other two guys were second and third options, which is exactly how it needs to be. Now, last year, when Oladipo and Sabonis were on the team for OKC, he didn't feel comfortable in giving them the ball because, you know, Sabonis was a rookie, and he and Oladipo, for whatever reason, didn't mesh. Well, Oladipo's doing fine on his own right now up in Indiana, but it just didn't work. Steven Adams is the garbage man, and, you know, I play the power forward. So they've had to adjust. And like I said, I don't know that they're going to make a championship run here, but they got to feel a whole lot better about what's going on in OKC than what they were in the first 2 months of the season. But again, it takes time. I was just talking about Chicago. They're going to have to readjust into getting Zach LaVine into the flow of what goes on with this basketball team. Now, he's been sitting there watching. He's been working out with them in practice as he was getting ready to come back. But it's not the same as game experience and meshing with your teammates and getting the chemistry going. And all the other things that need to happen. Now, if Carmelo is being truthful about this, and he's good with being that third option and cleaning up and rebounding and, you know, all of this, And he's altered his game, at least in the short term. He's doing more of catch and shoot. If the shot's not there, he's getting rid of the ball rather than becoming the black hole. You know, knock on him has always been he's been an ISO scorer. He was always a decent passer. And he was also, especially for a three, he was also a good rebounder. So, you know, it you look at it and you say to yourself, okay, this works. This could work. He's averaging 17.5 points, which is his career low thus far. He's also taking the least amount of shots that he's ever taken in his career. But his shooting percentage has gone up. 47% from the field and 37% from three. And oh, by the way, the team is 17-8 since the 1st of December. That's pretty good. Now, you know, again, you look at the team. Does the team have enough? Yeah, they should. They should. I mean, you know, Luke Walton's still playing shake and bake with the Lakers. Kuzma came off the bench, which that just can't happen. And he got hurt. Not long term, but he got hurt. He needs to be in the starting lineup. He's a starter. He's a star. He got hurt in warm-ups. So, bashed his thumb, you know, just he had hurt it before. It was, you know, just not getting it done. But, you know, that's where if and Luke needs to be careful here. You know, don't get some of these newer players ticked at you. You know, Lonzo said the right thing, kind of. Don't get Kuzma pissed off because he's a big part of this team going forward. And I'm not saying you should kowtow to the player, but the reality is he's your starting power forward, small forward, power forward. You know, they're playing him at the power forward. Ultimately, he's probably better as a small forward. It's all fluid up front anyway these days. But OKC, they're all in veterans. You know, yesterday, Paul George didn't have it. He was 5 of 14. Passed the ball. Had 3 assists. Russ had 7 assists. Andre Robertson had 2 assists. Even Steven Adams had an assist. Steven Adams also had 21 points. He was 10 of 12. He was doing all his dirty work on the inside because Paul George and Russ were missing a lot. Russ was 8 of 22. Paul George was 5 of 14, like I said. So he was cleaning up the glass and going right back up. He had 7 offensive rebounds. That's where his points came from. 10 overall. And on the other end, Carmelo was pop and shoot from the outside, which he's capable of. You know, his whole, and I guess, you know, when you're a kid and you're the best player, which Melo always was, once you got the ball, it never went anywhere else. It was that way when he was in high school. It was that way when he was at Syracuse. He was the best player in college his freshman year, and they won a title. Jim Boeheim should get on his knees and thank Carmelo every single day. But once he got to the pros, that game continued. And a lot of times it was 1-on-5 with 4 other guys standing around, and he had enough talent, at least in Denver, not as much in New York, but at least in Denver, where the ball should have moved more, and it didn't. And that was always the criticism of Carmelo. Talented scorer, black hole. So here he is late in his career, and he's going to be with them another year. And he's finally figured it out. All right. He's playing a lot at the 4, which is good too. You know, because once he became the starting power forward, he has complete mismatches on the big guys who can't cover him out on the perimeter. So if he gets the shot, he goes. And that's exactly what they needed to have happen. You know, they don't have much of a bench. And that's probably going to do them in down the line. They got a young budding player in Terrence Ferguson, who somewhere down the line will be very good. But right now he's Terrence Ferguson rookie. And when Paul George walks next year, he'll go into the lineup and he'll be the number three option. And Carmelo will be the number two option. But again, they've kind of figured it out, at least in the short term. And if the playoffs started today, they match up against Minnesota. Pretty good matchup. OKC's defense is better than Minnesota's, at least at this point. But it would pretty much be a dead even matchup. Like I said, Carmelo's kind of figured it out. And that's good. Now, one of the things, and I saw the headline about Damian Lillard about not making the last two All-Star games. And he's a terrific player. But I did notice something interesting, and he's averaging 25 a game this year. But what I did notice is that for whatever reason, when he and CJ are in the lineup at the same time with Nurkic, they're not getting it done. And maybe one of them has to go. Now, Lillard isn't a true point. He's more of a shooter, scorer first. Then he moves the ball around. McCollum is a scorer. Just as good as one as Lillard. But maybe he's the guy that has to go. And I think maybe that's the case. Because when the two of them are ball dominant in the backfield, Yusuf Nurkic isn't getting it done. And he needs to. You saw what he meant to them in the playoffs last year before he got hurt. And now he's not getting touches on the ball. So, well, we're going to finish it up right there after this short timeout. I'm Black, you're not.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Thanks for Aiden Starr for coming on board. I look at this Portland Trailblazer team, and they're kind of stuck in neutral. And last year when they made the deal for Nurkic, I truly believe that that was the thing that was going to put them near the top. They're struggling. It has to be said. The reason is that you got two guys in the backcourt who need the ball. And Lillard can make people around him better. But when McCollum is the second option as far as scoring goes, Nurkic doesn't get the touches. And he's more than a garbage man. He's not Steven Adams. This is a guy that's way more skilled than that and can dominate on a basketball court. Now, you know, dare I say it, maybe McCollum needs to be moved at the deadline. And there's teams that would jump on him in a heartbeat who are contenders. And I'm talking about Cleveland, which has the Nets' number one pick to dangle out there. You know, him in a package of, you know, J.R. Smith or whoever off the bench to make the salaries work. J.R. Smith could start for this team. Imam Shumpert could do the same thing. Defensive presence who doesn't need the ball, but still does enough offensively where it's not a black hole. You know, the Knicks could offer up Courtney Lee, and it would have to be a first-round pick. Now, they're not going to give up this one, but maybe next year's. Would that be enough? I don't know. But there are teams that could use, you know, Miami Heat lost their starting guard, their shooting guard. Is there a package they could put together? Probably. But I think Portland has to make a move. I think otherwise they're just going to tread water, be a first round out yet again. And the frustration will mount with this basketball team because although both are great players and they coexist very nicely, they're not getting the success level that they need as a basketball team. Well, we're going to tap out right there. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun tomorrow. Thanks for Robert just keeping it on the air, which ain't always the easiest tasks. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.